Report comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program will be listening to the music and the writings, the poetry of the Canadian singer-songwriter, musician, poet, and novelist, Leonard Cohen.
Struck my heart with a deadly force. the truth unsaid and the blessing gone. If I forget my Babylon, I did not know and I could not see. Waiting there, who was hunting me? By the river's dark, where it all goes on. By the river's dark, in Babylon.
Leonard Cohen, By the River Dark, I Stumble On. That's from his 10 New Songs album released in 2001. Leonard Cohen, you probably know that name. And when I think of the great singer-songwriters of the 20th century, of my generation, of my lifetime, there's a few names on a short list. You know, let's start with Paul Simon. Incredible melody, beautiful melody, and so clever with wordplay. Then there's like Paul McCartney, another incredible melody, and the concept of the song is music first, and then there's these lyrics that kind of reinforce the melody. And then let's come to someone like Bob Dylan, okay? Bob Dylan is all about the poetry and the lyrics, and it's complicated. His words are not straightforward. You get the sense with Bob Dylan that there's always this other meaning behind what he's saying. And he has written some monumental songs, but for me, it's not so much his ability to capture a melody as it is his ability to put things into words that have never been said. Well, Leonard Cohen is a poet. Leonard Cohen has that same ability like Dylan. His lyrics, if you think of them as poetry first, the meaning is so subtle and so many layers that you can hear a song by Leonard Cohen. You hear the same song maybe a year or two later, and the meaning might have changed for you completely over time. He's a very straightforward, candid writer. He has no superfluous words. It's like he cuts it down to just the words that he needs. And yet the meaning behind his poetry, it's mysterious. There's a lot of subtlety and mystery. And he's talking on many levels at first. What a fascinating person. What a brilliant man. Leonard Norman Cohen. You know, he's been honored all over the place as a musician. He's inducted into the American Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. He's also, as a Canadian, he's received the highest civilian honor, the Order of Canada. And he's also received various literary awards. In 2011, he received the Prince of Asturias Award for Literature. So Leonard Cohen, you know, he's a little bit older than a lot of the contemporaries. When I think of music coming out of the 60s, most of those musicians were born in 1940, 1942. You know, the Beatles and Dylan and anyone else that you might think of in the 60s. But Leonard Cohen is older than that. His birthday is September the 21st. He was born in 1934 in Westmount, Canada. You know, that makes him 80 years old. What a lion. What a life. Huh. Okay, he was born in an English-speaking area of Montreal into a middle-class Jewish family. And his father owned, he was a very successful businessman. He owned a clothing store, his father, Nathan Cohen. But Leonard Cohen lost his dad when he was only 9 years old. And as with a lot of other singer-songwriters that I like to listen to, he learns to play the guitar, and he starts a band when he's very young. He's a teenager, and he starts this country folk group called the Buckskin Boys. That just doesn't sound like Leonard Cohen, the Buckskin Boys. And he's not playing a steel string guitar. He's playing a classical Spanish flamenco type of guitar. He moves out of his home of Westmount, and he moves into a working class neighborhood in Montreal. And this is where he starts to go out. And the first thing he does is he starts to read his poetry as a teenager in clubs in Montreal. And it's during this time, the time he's about 15 until his early 20s, when he writes the lyrics and poetry for some of his most famous songs. When Leonard Cohen was only 17 years old, he enrolls in McGill University. Now, I don't know about you, but most people I know are in their late teens before they try to enter a university or a college. But he was very young. He was only 17, and he graduates in 1 year from McGill with a Bachelor of Arts degree. And he publishes his first book of poetry when he's only 22 years old in 1956. His first book is called Let Us Compare Mythologies, and he's inspired by Walt Whitman, Lorca, the Spanish poet, and Henry Miller. So he really starts his career in poetry and novel. He's a literary man from the very beginning. He comes to Columbia University for 1 year right after he publishes his first book of poetry, but he gets a little discouraged. He goes back to Montreal, and this time he writes a book. The Spice Box of Earth in 1961. And he starts to get international recognition for that. About that time, he inherits some money from his father, which gives him a little bit of income, kind of a trust, which is like a basis for him to pursue his writing. If he hadn't had that kind of financial basis, he wouldn't have been able to just focus on writing the way he did. So he takes that money in the 60s and he moves to a Greek island, Hydra, a Greek island in the 60s. And he really retreats there. He just really retreats there. And he's living there, and he publishes another poetry collection, Flowers for Hitler, in 1964. And his first two novels are written while he's on this Greek island, this reclusive lifestyle. The Favorite Game in 1963 and Beautiful Losers in 1966. So he also publishes in that very same year another book of poem called The Parasites of Heaven. So it's about this time that he gets a little frustrated with his literary work not being as well received and not as financially successful. This is when he moves to the United States. And he comes to Greenwich Village. And that's when his musical career begins. So his very first song that really started his career as a musician is a song called Suzanne. And it wasn't Leonard Cohen's recording of it that became so popular. It was Judy Collins. Judy Collins was instrumental in bringing Leonard Cohen's music into the public attention. So this is how I first heard Leonard Cohen. So I wanted to listen to some of Judy Collins' first recordings in Judy's 1966 album called In My Life. She releases the song called Suzanne. Now, it's a mystery to me how she got a copy of the song, because he was still living in Greece at that time. He didn't come to the United States until 67. So it's a little bit of a mystery, You know, maybe I'll find out about it at some point. But we're going to start with Judy Collins' recording of Suzanne. And then 2 years later, from Judy Collins' Who Knows Where the Time Goes, the Leonard Cohen song, The Story of Isaac. This is Judy Collins singing Leonard Cohen.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all China, and just when you want to tell her that you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you touched your perfect body with her mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he said, all men shall be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. For he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever, and the sun pours down on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look amid the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed. There are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever.
My father, he came in.
I was 9 years old, and he stood so far above me, and his blue eyes, they were shining, and his voice was very cold. He said, I've had a vision, and you know I'm strong and holy. I must do what I've been told. So we started up the mountain. I was running, he was walking, and his axe was made of gold. You who build these altars now to sacrifice these children, you must not do it anymore, for you've never had a vision, and you never have been tempted by the devil or the Lord. Yes, you who stand above them now, your hatchets blunt and bloody, you were not there before. When I lay upon the mountain and my father's hand was trembling with the beauty of the word, and if you call me brother now, forgive me if I ask according to whose plan. For when all has come to dust, I will kill you if I must. I will love you if I can. And may I never learn to scorn the body out of chaos born, the woman and the man. And mercy on our uniform, man of peace, man of war. The peacock spreads his fan.
Judy Collins, two songs by Leonard Cohen, Suzanne, and then we just heard The Story of Isaac. Leonard Cohen recorded his own songs. His very first album was called The Songs of Leonard Cohen in 1967, and he follows that up in 1969 with Songs from a Room and 71, Songs of Love and Hate. Those two albums were both recorded in Nashville and produced by Bob Johnson. And it's about this time that Leonard Cohen goes on his very first concert tour. He goes on a concert tour in the United States, Canada, Europe, and he goes to England and he appears at the Isle of Wight Festival. So we're going to hear very early Leonard Cohen. From 1970, it's a live recording from the Isle of Wight Festival. He's 36 years old at this time. It's pretty amazing. The song is called Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. We get to hear Leonard Cohen live from 1970. And then right after that, let's hear another Judy Collins. This is also a live performance the following year, 1971, Leonard Cohen's song, Joan of Arc. Let's start with the Isle of Wight. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
I loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm, yeah. Many love before us. I know we are not new in city and in forest. They smile like me and you, but now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner now, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you, your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yeah, many love before us. I know we are not new in city and in forest. They smile like me and you. Ah, but now come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
She came riding through the dark, no moon to keep her armor bright, no man to get her through the smoky night. She said, I'm tired of the war, I want the world I had before, a wedding dress or something white to wear upon my swollen appetite. To hear you talk this way, I've watched you riding every day, and something in me yearns to win such a cold smoke. I am fire, he replied, and I love your solitude, and I love your pride. La la la.
Judy Collins, Leonard Cohen's Joan of Arc. That's from a live recording in 1971. The album is called Living. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program on Now and Then is the music, the poetry, and the life of Leonard Cohen. So, you know, we heard a song before the Joan of Arc. We heard Leonard live at the Isle of Wight in 1970. He's about 36 years old at that time. His voice is significantly higher than his most current recordings. He's dropped down into the bass baritone range. But it's interesting because that concert in 1970 was his very first concert tour. And you have to realize that when he played the Isle of Wight, there's 600,000 people in the crowd. All right, this is after the Woodstock festivals, and it's kind of picked up some of the energy from all these gatherings and festivals. And so in 1970, there's 600,000 people It's 2 o'clock in the morning when they go to Leonard Cohen's trailer and they wake him up out of a nap and they tell him, hey, man, you got to get on stage. And Jimi Hendrix had just finished playing. Now, you know, Hendrix and that electric music, and the crowd was just wild. They'd really gone kind of crazy. They had trampling the fences. They started to set fire to things. They were all agitated and up in the air. And Leonard Cohen comes out with his acoustic guitar and his backup singers, and he totally calms that crowd down. He tames the crowd. That recording, The Isle of Wight, has recently been released, and it's a fabulous recording. Leonard Cohen's career as a musician continues through his entire life. He is constantly recording and performing. But in the mid-90s, he retreats to a Zen center, Mount Baldy Zen Center. It's outside of Los Angeles, California. And he goes into seclusion for 5 years. It to me, it harks back to that retreat that he took on that Greek island. He just pulls back from the world. And he's there for 2 years. And in 1996, he's ordained as a Buddhist monk, a Rinzai Zen Buddhist monk. So it's kind of fascinating. And of course, during that time, he apparently continues to write because he publishes his first book of poetry called The Book of Longing. It's not his first book of poetry. It's his next book of poetry. The Book of Longing is published in 2006. And he makes his first appearance in public in 13 years. You know, he's come out of the monastery now. He's starting to publish, and he's starting to record. He records the 10 New Songs album and releases it in 2001. He follows that up with this poetry book, The Book of Longing, and he makes an in-store, like a book signing appearance for the first time, and 3,000 people show up. Out of nowhere. They had to close the bookstore because the streets got so clogged with fans wanting to see him and have him, you know, come back into their world. So I have a copy of the Book of Longing. It's amazing. A lot of the poems in here have been released as songs, but some of them have not been released as songs, and I wanted to read two of the poems here. This is from the 2006 Leonard Cohen. This poem is called On the Path. On the path of loneliness, I came to the place of song and tarried there for half my life. Now I leave my guitar and my keyboards, my friends and sex companions, and I stumble out again on the path of loneliness. I am old, but I have no regrets, not one, even though I am angry and alone and filled with fear and desire. Bend down to me from your mist and vines, O High One, long-fingered and deep-seeing. Bend down to the sack of poison and rotting teeth and press your lips to the light of my heart. Complicated poetry. Leonard Cohen deals with love and immortality and life and death and religion, and his most personal, intimate things seem to capture something so universal. He puts things into words that make them almost even more mysterious for the way that he has said these things. I'll read one more poem for you before we get back to hearing more of Leonard Cohen's original recordings. This one is called, and it's also from the Book of Longing, this one is called First of All. First of all, nothing will happen. And a little later, nothing will happen again. A family will pass by in the night, speaking of the children's bedtime. That will be the signal for you to light a cigarette. Then comes a delicate moment when the backwoodsmen gather round the table to discuss your way of life. Dismiss them with a glass of cherry juice. Your way of life has been over for many years. The moonlit mountains surround your heart, and the anointed one with his bag and stick can be picked out on a path. He is probably thinking of what you said in the schoolyard 100 years ago. This is a dangerous moment that can plunge you into silence for a million years. Fortunately, the sound of clarinets from a wandering klezmer ensemble drifts into the kitchen. Allow it to distract you from your cheerless meditation. The refrigerator will go into second gear, and the cat will climb onto the windowsill. For no reason at all, you will begin to cry. Then your tears will dry up, and you will ache for a companion. I will be that companion. At first, nothing will happen to us, and later on, it will happen to us again. Leonard Cohen, brilliant, brilliant man. So, the Book of Longing. He gets into some financial difficulty. Someone that he trusted very close to him apparently was embezzling a lot of his money. And there's a lot of speculation that that's maybe the reason why he begins a world tour in 2008. It's his first tour in over 15 years since before he went into the Buddhist monastery. So he begins a world tour in 2008, and he doesn't finish that tour for 2 years. 2 years he's on a world tour. And when Leonard Cohen steps out on the stage in his late 70s, he doesn't leave the stage for 2 or 3 hours. He sings and he sings and he sings, and it's just incredibly beautiful and brilliant. There's a lot of recordings of these concerts. And the very first DVD of Leonard Cohen's performances were released from recordings made at London's O2 Arena in July of 2008. The DVD is called Live in London, 2.5 hours long. It's an amazing recording. So I thought it would be a wonderful way to wrap up our Leonard Cohen show today to hear two songs from the O2 Arena in London, July 2008. We're going to start with a song called The Tower of Song, Leonard Cohen Live.
Probably never seen one of these before, but it goes by itself. Now my friends are gone, and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play, and I'm crazy for love. I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered me yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Yeah, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. They don't let a woman kill you in the Tower of Song. Now you can say that I've grown bitter, but of this you may be sure. The rich have got their channels in the bedrooms of the poor. There's a mighty judgment coming, but I may be wrong. You see, you hear these funny voices in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got this wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And all the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so damn close to everything we lost. We'll never, never have to lose it. So I bid you farewell. I don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to that tower down the track. But you'll be hearing from me, darling, long after I'm gone. I'll be speaking to you sweetly from my window in the Tower of Song. My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places I used to play, and I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. Through the morning, because I'm so grateful to you, because tonight it's become clear to me. Tonight the great mysteries have unraveled, and I've penetrated to the very core of things. And I have stumbled on the answer. And I'm not the sort of chap that would keep this to himself. Do you want to hear the answer? Are you truly hungry for the answer? Then you're just the people I want to tell it to. Because it's a rare thing to come upon this. I'm gonna let you in on it now. The answer to the mysteries. Do dum dum dum, do dum dum. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Hey. It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a crack in the wall on a visionary flood of alcohol. From the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. From the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet, from the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat, from the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. Dino Soldo on the mouth harp.
Sail on, sail on, oh mighty ship of state. Shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the swaths of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on.
It's coming to America first. It's here they've got the reins, the machinery for change, and it's here they've got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way.
Democracy is coming to the USA.
Love again. We'll be going down so deep the river's gonna weep and the mountains gonna shout amen. It's coming like the tidal flood beneath the lunar sway, imperial, mysterious, in amorous array.
Democracy is coming to the USA. T. have sailed to the shores of me, past the reefs of green, through the swamps of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on.
I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right, I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little scream. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm a junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Rafael Bernardo Gallo on the drums.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the Leonard Cohen music and poetry from today's program, and I want to thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 p.m. It's currently 80 degrees outside of our studios, and this is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, W233AH Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Yeah. We've got a beautiful forecast for tonight and tomorrow. It's mostly clear tonight with some fog after midnight. It's going down to the mid-50s. That fog will be hanging around into tomorrow morning, but the day will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, a perfect night for stargazing, lows